to mention in thank you. In Shin Yud Ches in Sif Gimel, the Rebbe Kivager is quoted by the Bir Halacha in Dibur Maskal. If you told the Schama that told us or is mutter du shehiya. The Feirish, he says, because it's lo gara miyakiru krufa, which is mutter, because you don't have the problem of shami echata. So if it's told us or, you don't have a problem of shami echata because it's not esh. So I want you to get that nekuda. We didn't have a chance to mention it yesterday. What we did mention yesterday was talking about hadmana. We talked about hadmana lomaisa. If you do hadmana, is hadmana mutter? According to the Rashbud, hadmana was mutter mibod yom. As long as it was huchamir of Shabbos, it would be cooled down on Friday night. That was the nekuda with yesterday. But what I want to begin today with is that Rabbi Kivager quotes that Shehiyah on told us or his mutter because lo garam grufu ktumah, because you don't have the problem shami echata. Okay, that's very mistabra and makes sense. So you could do Shehiyah on something that's told us or not a problem. You wouldn't need a blech. Why? Because no problem with shami echata. There's no esh, right? So that's the first nekuda. Second nekuda I want to mention is that I was thinking yesterday in the afternoon that if you follow, we had many, like 7-8 kulas from Rabbi Avadia about using the Dud Shemesh, the heter of using the Dud Shemesh and not being worried about the water in that situation. I just wanted to point out that if you put together the Egle Tal, which we said that Shalom Kederach, Bishul B'chamash Shalom Kederach meant that it was a difference in the actual totsaw, qualitatively was different. When you talk about that Shaloka Derech, that's mamish, it's mamish different. And that's also, you put it together with the Rishash, Shat and Rashi, so that's considered to be Shaloka Derech, and that wouldn't fall under the Gzeira. The Chama would be Maskim also, so that would also be maybe, I thought, a Snif Lakula, because it's, you know, Shaloka Derech. And it's told us or, and that the Rabbanan say, I don't make the Gzeir, I only make the Gzeir when it's Kederach. So I was thinking, you could put that number ninth Kula Lamaisa, if you say, based on that Lumdus we had with using the Dud Shemesh. Okay, that was the second Nakuda. Third Nakuda I wanted to mention, Arya thought point out a very beautiful Ha'ara, is that in the geography of the way the Machaber quotes the Din, he first starts off saying, told us or, and then he says told us chama, and then he says the din of hatmana b'chol, and then he says in the chama itself it's mutter. But if you look in the tour didn't have it that way. Did you notice that? The tour had it a little different in Gimel. Did you notice that? The tour starts off saying Kishem Shasur, you know, by Bishul B'or, told us or, and then he says the Eg B'tzara K'deira, and then he says Aval B'chama is Mutter, and then at the tail end he says Atzur Latmina B'chol B'avak Drachim Kadesh Titzla. Whereas the Mechaber geographically he couches it inside the what? Inside kind of like the Gzeira. So I think if you were saying, Ari, is that if you medayik from the tour, perhaps he's kind of trying to say that, you know, how did you want to say it? That what?
That even in the Rabbanan, he thought that the man of Bechol was only asking Mishum when a rabbi.
Right, because the way the tour is saying, he's divorcing Hadman of Bechol and Avrak Drachim, we passing like the Rabbanan, even the Rabbanan will need the reasons of Mazes Offer or Yatmin Beremetz. It doesn't flow from the Gzeira. I thought that was a beautiful diuk, which would go with you know, one of the mahakam that we had in the Rishonim on that din. You know, we had said that the Rashba said it was only within Rabbi Yossi, but the Rosh said not that it was a diuk in the Rosh, and the Tur would follow his father, the Rosh, so it fits very well. So very good. Excellent diuk, are you? Okay, that was the third nekud I wanted to mention. Okay, so let's begin now. There's a lot of different subtopics in Sif Dalet. Let's see how many we can tackle today. There's the Shir of the Isser Bishul. There's the topic of Bishul Achar Bishul. There's the topic of Mechzikim Avashul. There's the topic of Kali Abishul. There's a lot of big subtopics just in Sif Dalet. So let's try to go one at a time, see how far we get today. So let's start with the Shear of Bishul. Okay, I want to start with the Shear of Bishul. And what exactly is that? Okay, so the Rambam Paskins, let's start from the Lashon of the Mechaber. The Lashon of the Mechaber in Sif Dalet is Tav Shal Shbas Kol Tzarka Yesh Bo Mishum Bishul Im Nitztane Hagav Yeshom Davkim In Stamik V'Yafalo. We'll get back to all that Blinetter. Im Nitztane Hagav Yeshom Davkim In Stamik V'Yafalo. We'll get back to all that Blinetter. So let's first subtopic is to define what that Shear of Bishul is. He says, even as Bashkol Kamachim Nisoy Shach B'Bishul Filibot Roteach. So what is the definition of Michael Ben Yusoy? We said Ben Yusoy was a bandit, and he was always on the run, you know, when he stole. So therefore, he never had a real cooked meal, because he was always running, so he wouldn't be caught by the police. So the Rambam writes, in Perek Tes, of Choshav Zolchei, he niach baso agabe gecholim, im nitz lobo gegrogris, afil b'shnayim, shloshim akomus chayev, lo nitzabro gegrogris, aval nisbaso kulo, chati bishul chayev. So the Rambam writes Beferish that Chetzi Bishul is the definition of Michael Ben Yusoy. In fact, the Ravid, in fact, speaks it out, right? Avon Spasho Kulo Chetzi Bishul, Omar Avram Chetzi Bishul Perish Michael Ben Yusoy. So Ravid is being mazed with the Rambam there. The Rambam defines Michael Ben Yusoy as what? Chetzi Bishul, and so says Lavush in Reshin Gimel Reshin Dal. However, Rashi and Davchov says not that way. Rashi writes that Michael Ben Yusoy is not a chetzi, but Rashi says it's considered to be what? Considered to be a shlish. Rashi and Davchov. Make sure we know the Makairis, Bezishem, so we should be Bezishem. The first Rashi and the Gemara there and Davchov Ben Yusoy. List them by Mavashul Bishul Shlish. So it's a clear machlokes Rashi and the Rambam what the definition is of Michael Ben Yusoy. In the Shulchan Aruch, it's not so posh, okay? Shulchan Aruch, Reish Nun Dalet, in the Siman on HaChazara and Shehiya, when we get to that, Abiz Hashem. In Reish Nun Dalet, let me just read the Lashon. The Mechaber says the following Lashon. He says, in Reish Nun Dalet, in Sif Beis, Reish Nun Dalet, Sif Beis, he writes, Ein solen batzul beo baso gabe gechol na kedishis bebyon shneit starov ke maichum in shishu chetzi bishulo. Black on white. Shu chetzi bishulo. You look in your day though, in your day in simen kuf yud gimel sif ches, in hichos ma'achole of the kochovim, says the mechaber, Nasin Yisrael kedera aleish v'solko ba ovichom ikhziru asr. Elim Keni Gila Michael Ben Yusoy Shu Shlish Bishulo Kishesoka. It's Mamash Shastira Minei Obey in the Mechaber from Orachaim to Yordaya. So who points out this Kash in the Magen Avraham? The Magen Avraham points out this Shastira Reishon and Dalet Sif Katan Ches, and he says not a problem. The Ikar Mechaber is Halacha Lamaisa. Even though in Yordaya it's just Shlish Bishulo, but Lamaisa, the Magen Avraham says that in Hilchos Shabbos. The Mechaber is passing with the Rambam, L'churma Mishum Churma de Shabbos. So I mentioned a few days ago, I didn't understand that, but because there, the landscape is Shehiyah. And therefore, you know, by saying that it's Chetzi Bishulo, that's being more Machma, L'maisa. You need to get up to Chetzi Bishulo in order to allow Shehiyah. By saying a Shlish in the landscape is Shehiyah, that's being Kula. Chetzi is being more Machma. So because of the Chumra Shabbos, he says the din of what? He says the din of Chetzi over there. Because that's Shehiyah Lamais. That's what the Magen Avraham is saying. Shehiyah and Erev Shabbos. So he's more Machmer Lamais. So therefore Lamais, but straight up by Bishul Min HaTorah Lamais, straight up by Bishul Min HaTorah Lamais, could be the Rambam will agree that it's considered to be a Shlish. Okay, but that's the what? That's the din Lamais. Legabi the what? Legabi the two shittas. I want you to know Rashi and the Rambam and the Stira in the Mechaber. What's interesting, the Balatanya writes in Osir Gimel in his Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Shehiyah and Erev Shabbos Lechachilu, you have to be careful till it's cooked Chetzi Bishul Mibod Yom. But B'di'evid, if it was cooked a third, L'maisa, you could be Mekel. So that's what Itaka writes L'dina. But the question I want to just get to right away is, how do you measure Michael Ben Hesoy? So the Kaf HaChaim in Simin Reish Nun Gimel Sifkon Kaf Ches says, we don't know what is called Michael Ben Hesoy. So he says he thinks that the Hagdara is that if you can eat it Ayyadeh Chak, meaning it's cooked, but it's not cooked well. I do eat a lot, but Lamais, I think the trend now is more raw or rare is better. I think so. Maybe that's a sushi's influence. I don't really know. But the bottom line is that he claims as long as it can be eaten Ayyadeh Dechak, that's called Lamaisa Michael Ben Drusoy. That's what he wants to say. We're going to get back to that definition. Because the Chazon Ish, which Ari, Mr. Rosendahl bought, and Simon Laman Zayin Sikon Vav, says that it depends on the Zman Bishul. Let's say it takes 2 hours to cook. So 2 hours is 120 minutes. Even I can figure that out of higher mathematics. It's 40. 40 is a third. So if you held like Rashi, 40 minutes would be a Michael Ben Hesoy. If you held like the Rambam, that it's Chetzi, then it would be obviously an hour. So that's what the Chazon Ish wants to say. And he basically says that until it gets to Michael Ben Hesoy, until it gets to Yad Soledes Bol, rather, it doesn't count. So the Tchilas HaBishul is from the time it gets the Yad Soledes Bol. That's what he says. That's how the Chazon Ish measures Michael Ben Hesoy. However, many Gedol HaChron disagree. The Pnei Shabbos quotes B'Shem, the Klausenberger Rebbe, who said that he didn't think the Chazon Ish shouldn't be Mishar like the Chazon Ish, because many times the Bishul process at the end goes much quicker than in the beginning, and therefore the first 40 minutes of Bishul, you know, might still be less than the third. So he said he should go like the Kaf HaChaim's definition, where if it's Roy Lecha Yadid Chak, that's called what? Michael Ben Hesoy. It's called Michael Ben Hesoy. So those are the two definitions I want you to know of how do you measure Michael Ben Hesoy. Either you talk about minutes, like the Chazon Ish, or you talk about eating Ayyadeh Chak, like the Kaf HaChaim, and like the Sefer Pnei Shabbos from the Klausenberger Rebbe. Yes?
2 hours, what's the what happens?
No, let's say, for example, it takes 2 hours to get cold sarko. So 40 minutes would be Shlish Bishulo. But from the time that it gets Yad Soledes Bol, that's when the clock starts.
Okay.
In other words, every, you know, Yad Soledes Bol, when the bubbles, you know, start bubbling, and you would, you know, put your finger in there and go back. That, from that time up to 40 minutes, is called Shlish Bishulo.
Wouldn't you be better off, like, cooking with a preheated oven? Because that way you don't have a problem waiting for Yad Soledes Bol.
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to, Phil, but I'm just saying how to measure it halachically. That's what I'm saying. How you define it halachically, the din of Michael Ben Hesoy. Okay? That's what you want to tie in. All right?
But what I'm saying is that if you preheat the oven and you put it at that temperature, you'll be pretty precise within the time.
Yeah, definitely. Without a doubt. You're absolutely right. Yeah, absolutely right. Push up shot. Okay, we'll have to get to, you know, what exactly, we'll get to that today, but this is the defined Michael Ben Hesoy about what degree of heat, you know. Okay. Yes?
In terms of the Chazon Ish is saying that you start the clock from when it takes
Yad Soledes Bol.
Right. So, but what about the full time frame that we're having in question? Because, like, let's say a recipe calls for, like, 2 hours of cooking. Those 2 hours don't take into consideration. Part of those 2 hours is the fact that some of the amount of time it's going to take to get to Yad Soledes Bol.
Right, so you're going
to, like, oh, it's 2 hours.
You're gonna have to figure it out.
Right.
You're right. Yeah, absolutely. You're gonna have to figure it out. The cookbooks won't help you.
Right.
Correct. Well said. No, you have to figure it out. Which is what Phil's saying. It's not so simple. Okay.
Well, a lot of recipes also will say preheat the oven.
Right. Okay. Good. Okay. Very good. All right. This leads us to the following now. Okay. The shaila is, what happens if you cook something from zero until Michael Ben Hesoy? Is that considered to be okay or not okay? So the Rosh Yosef, who's the Prima Gadim Sefer on Shas and Daf Lamed Chesimid Beis on the Mishnah, Dir Maskol Da, claims that if you cook until machol, until ad pochos b'machol b'nisoy, you're potter from chatas, but it's an itzer of chetzi shir. It's very bechidish. So if you cook something just a little bit, I don't know, you know, you don't want it to be raw, but cook a little bit l'maisa, but it's much less than machol b'nisoy. He says it's an itzer derais of chetzi shir minatay, you're potter from chatas. And Rebisser Zalman on the Rambam, and even also Pirkov Bezalach Aches says it's not correct. He says it's not a malach at all. It's kind of like, you know, doing curing two amas instead of four amas. It's not a din chetzi shir, that's a chetzi malacha. And therefore that's a nothing. And the Shvisa Shabbos is also dochim in Sifchav, in the Bir Rechova, Sifchat Nun Tes. So both the Rebbe Sazam and the Shvisa Shabbos are dochim the Rosh Yosef. But Lamaisa, I want you to know that it's interesting Shiloh that comes up, Lamaisa, in such a situation. It could be also, maybe, it could be also, it's a bit of a chiddush, but maybe one could have brought a raya from the Mechaber in Shin Yud Ches Sif Yud Dalet, that there's no issue to cook in, if it's pachos b'machos ben yisoy. Because the Mechaber writes, it's mutter to put a canister of water, other mashkin over there, keneged eish, to get rid of the chill. And he says, just put it far enough from the fire that it won't reach Yad Soledes Bo. So if you hold that there's an Isser, right, less than the, you know, Yad Soledes Bo, or let's say, you know, Michael Ben Drusoy, as we want to say, right, then maybe one could have said it would have been Usser, right? Even if what it wouldn't be, that's what Lomaisa, one could have brought a riot, but I don't think there's a riot at all from there. Because obviously Yesh L'chalik bin Davar Lach L'Davar Yavish. By a Davar Lach, L'maisa, you know, until it's Yad Soledes Bo, it's a nothing. Mashenken by Bishul by Davar Yavish, as everyone was saying, you get the process started a little bit, so maybe Yitaka would have been Usher. So I don't think you have a Raya from the Mechaber there at all. Because the Mechaber is talking about a Kiton Shomayim. Okay. This brings us to the following, and that's this notion of that we have to get to, really, of Bishul Achar Bishul and cooking from Michael Ben Yisoy into Mavusha Kol Tzarko. It's pretty clear. The Mishnah says in Shabbos, HaKuf Mem Heim Ebeis, Kol Shabbos V'chame Be'er Shabbos, Eshorin Oso B'chame B'Shabbos, the kol shelo bo b'cham erev Shabbos, medichlo so b'cham Shabbos, chutz min ha-melinach v'ayosh v'kuyus, espanin, shedachosin zuhi k'mar malachtin. So what does Rashi say there on the Mishnah? On Kuf Mem Heim Beis, Rashi says on the Mishnah, kol shelo bo b'cham klomer shenisbasho. The thing was cooked. Rashi says it was cooked. So memela, you see from Rashi that there's a din of what? Ein bishol achar bishol. Once it's cooked, l'maisa, Rashi's of the opinion that you know, there's no concept of bishul. So if it's cooked lamaisa, there's no concept of bishul. Okay. And but Rashi's lamaisa lays down this principle that if it's going to be cooked lamaisa and you cook it again, and as we're going to get to Rashi's shita is that it's fully cooked. The Bir Halacha, you know, points out. I hope you saw this Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha points out a whole slew of rishonim. You know, both sides, lemaisa, regarding this shiloh, that if you take something that's already been cooked machal minasoy and cook it till it's mavusha kol tzarko, what's the din? So the Bir Halacha lemaisa points out all these shitas in the rishonim, and let's point them out now. Lemaisa, Dibra Maskel afilu ba'oda roteach, he points out these rishonim. So Tosis on Lamed Tesam and Aleph, the Rambam in Perik Tesal Locha Gimel, the Or Zaruah, the Sefer Atruma, the Smag, Rashi, and the Gosma Manos in the Tur, all claim Lamaisa that if it's Mavushal called Tzarko, then there's a din of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. But if you only reach the Michael Ben Yisoy and you want to get from Michael Ben Yisoy to Mavushal called Tzarko, you're Chayav Skilu with Edim and Asra. That's that slew of Rishonim. Okay? However, the Rajba on Daf Lamed Tesem at Aleph, and the Ramban, and the Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Rosh, and the Ran, and the Meiri, say once you get to Michael Ben Yisoy, which we said according to Rashi, Shlish Bishulo, there's no longer Lamais, the din of what Bishul. You're done. So that's a major machlokes in the Rishonim. And the Mechaber Poshub Shad here says in Sif Dalet, Tafilin is Bashuk Kamakam Minasoy, Shayach Bo Bishal Afilu Bo Oder Oteach. Klomar, that the Mechaber is passing like the Rambam and his group of Rishonim, that only when it's Dispasu Kotzarko is it no longer Bishal. But Mavushal Kotzarko, after that, there's no Bishal. But Michael Minasoy to Mavushal Kotzarko, that's the sheet of Rov Rishonim. And the Mishra Brura points out in Sifkot and Beis that if you did cook something that was Michael Ben Yisoy to Mavushal Kotzarko, we would not asser it in Maisa Shabbos. That when we get to towards the end of the summer, the Sif Al Sif Beis talks about a Knas. Because anytime there's a Machloikis, we don't invoke the Knas of Maisa Shabbos. So there is definitely what a Machloikis, and we define it as a Machloikis, and a Chapanaf community won't say Maisa Shabbos. We won't ask for the food b'dievid if you cooked it. However, the Mechaber L'maisa goes like L'maisa, goes like these Rishonim Tos in the Rambam, the Kibichayev Skila, up till it's what? Up till it's when it's Mevushal Kol Tzarko. Okay? Up till when it's Mevushal Kol Tzarko. So, the truth of the matter is, the Mishra Brura also points out in Sifkot and Lamed Aleph, right? We paskin ein bishul achar bishul bedavar yavish, which we're going to get to. But he says in Sifkot and Lamed, you should not put it on the Eish itself, or to a kli rishon al Eish, because it's nirah kimevashal. Okay? And the truth of the matter is, you know, in Mishra Brura says in Sifkot and Lamed Aleph and Lamed Gimel, and the Shartzi and Sifkotin Mem Vav. There also might be Shitas that say Bishal Achar Bishal Ala Eish. That's what the Shartzi here points out in Sifkotin Mem Vav. So he says we got to be cognizant of that, and don't be so flippant with the klal of Ein Bishal Achar Bishal and assume that everything is okay. Okay, you see in Mem Vav in the Shartzi and Eler Abin Sheish Machmirin Da Ala Eish Yesh Bishal Achar Bishal. So don't be flipping with him. Even if you're going to say Mishloach HaBishol, does not allow you, Lomaisa, to put it on Eish Mamish. It's Nirakim Avash, and there might even be some Shitas that hold that it was Yesh Mishloach HaBishol Ala Eish. Whose Shita was that in Rishonim? Does anyone remember? Did you remember any Shitas in Rishonim that said it would be Yesh Mishloach HaBishol by Eish? Yeah, by even the Dover Yavish, yeah? I don't remember. Okay, we got to find. Could be a mayor. I don't remember. We could believe that, or we got to find it. But I just want to point that out. We shouldn't be what? We shouldn't be flipping about it. In fact, the Mishra Brura in Sifkot Lamed Daled says that something that was not in the Spaso called Sarko Mayor of Shabbos, which gets you into a problem already of Bishul Min HaTorah, he says don't put in a klisheni, because that's Mechzikim Avashel. Even in a klisheni, he says that in Sifkot Lamed Daled. Okay? You shouldn't even put in a klisheni. So, because again, it's, the food is in a range that if you put it in a klisheni, it will be over to Sidra. So he says, don't do it in what? Don't put it in a klisheni, because it makes it become a vashel. Or it might even be kalia bishel, which could give you bishel minatayra. So that's another warning that I want you to want to point out that we must heed of the Mishra Brura as well. Okay? So please get that. So again, to summarize this, we paskening that you could be chayav skila until it's mevushal kol tzarko, and b'dieved we wouldn't put ma'aser Shabbos as a big machlokes Rishonim, but the Mechaber paskens like the Tosfos, like the Rambam, like the Rashi against the Rashi and the Ramban, and the two warnings of the Mishra Brura that you know l'maaser not to put it, not to be flipping with ein bishal achar bishal if it's mevushal kol tzarko, not to put it ala eish. And number two, if it was Mavushal Kol Tzarko, not to even put in a klisheni, because it might be what? A Mechzikim Avashel, or if it's Kali Abishal, which Kali Abishal means things that can be lightly could be cooked even in a klisheni, I'm worried about that as well. Okay, so Lamaisa, we would have to be worried about that, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, so, I mean, it could be. We'll have to get to that. It could be maybe this warning of the Mishra Brura that we must heed probably works well with the Ashkenazim. Could be that the Sfardim hold until you prove to me that it's Kali Abishal, we assume it's not. So maybe that warning about Klisheni maybe is only for Ashkenazim, maybe. Maybe it's for Sfardim Lamaisa, we would assume not that. So we could you could put that in as well, possibly. Okay, well, when we'll have to get to more of that. Okay, I want to now get to the following. Okay, on this topic, halacha lamaisiv. It was Baichel ben Yisoy, and it was Mavushal called Sarko. What's the din? So we mentioned there's a big machlekes in the Rishonim, major machlekes in the Rishonim, and lamaisa. It's interesting that we said clearly the Rambam holds you be chayiv. It's pretty clear in the Rambam, halacha lamaisa, what he holds in Tes Gimel, right? Rambam says that that you're chayiv until it's mevushal called sarko, right? He says chin mavash b'chamei three yikiyotz ben potter. Vassal or Dovershim Lushal called Sarko, Shadovershim Sark Bishop Klaw Potter. Says called Sarko, correct? So it seems like when Ram to Bush called Sarko Yichai. That's the simplest reading in Ram, that's what normally we assume. However, the Drisha held not that way. I want you to get that Drisha. The Drisha claims that the Ramam held not that way. Okay? That the Ramam really held, once you get to Malcolm and the Soy, you're done. What do you do with the Lushav called Sarko? So you know what he says it means? It means Machu ben Nisoy. Doesn't mean Bishop called Sarko. Okay? That's what the Drisha writes. In the Dibra Masa, Gamasha Kasa Beis Yosef. And he claims that Lamaisa, that's the Rambam's Lashon. The Egle Tau, believe it or not, says the same thing. In Ofa, in Sifkat Yudos Tedvav, he says, I believe like the Drisha. But he says, you know what the Rambam meant by called Sarko? It's interesting. He said that the Rambam was trying to say anything is potter mishum your mavashal al or. If your mavashal but told us a chama, it's mutter. So in order to make that duke, you have to say that mispasho called sarko, that we're talking about mispasho called sarko. Whereas the Rambam wanted to show a difference between aish and told us chama. That's why he wrote called sarko. Because Balavachi anyway told us chama is in the Siddur abundance. The Rambam wrote mispasho called sarko to try to highlight that difference. Aish can get you to that, Lamaisa, whereas, you know, told the Schama not. That's what he wanted to make such a duke. And therefore, the Rambam, when he said Kol Tzarko, really didn't mean Kol Tzarko. Really, Machlok ben Nisoy also would end it from being an Issi D'Oraisa. It's after that point, it's only the Rabbanan. That's how he's Masber, what the Sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam was trying to say, Kol ma shepat mishum shebishal ala or. The bishop told us chametz mutter. So in order to make that diuk, he said nishpasha called sarko. Okay. Nonetheless, the Egle Tal says like the drisha, but that's not the simplest reading in a Rambam at all. And let's note it halacha lamaisa that the Rambam generally is not interpreted that way. But you should know the drisha in the Egle Tal. Okay. Taking it a step further, lamaisa, what is the din in a situation where it was cooked Michael ben Dusoy and you want to cook it more but not to get to Kol Tzarko? What do you say about that? So the Taz in Sifkat and Tes and in Sifkat Yud Aleph says Beferish in such a case that it's Mutter. And that's the way the Prima Gadim is Mazbe the Taz in the Mishpuso Zav. But the Mishabura in Sifkat Nun, if you saw that, says we don't hold like that. I think he quotes the Maimer Mordechai and saw that in Sifkat Nun, and he argues and says that that's considered to be a problem. Harbe Achronim Chokin Olav, and they point out on the bottom the Shartzian says, yeah, from the Maimer Mordechai, the Maram Chaviv, many Achronim are cholik on that. So the Gon also. So Lamaisa, we would assume the Chumra on that din as well. Okay, one more Nakuda on this. And that is the following, and that is that what is the din of shriach or shriya? Meaning soaking something and then soaking something. So we said in Sivdal and Shulchan Aruch that something's cooked already and it's yavis, shmutter to soak it in chaman and Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham in Shinir Chesiv Kondal says mutter lishroso afilu beklirishon. It's mutter to soak it even in a klirishon because ein bishach harbishol bedavar yavish. Okay? And the Magen Avraham is medayik from the Shulchan Aruch. He says, even if it wasn't cooked merav Shabbos, it's nishra b'chamen, it's asur lishrosa b'chamen, and he says, tov lahachmer if it's yatzah lettuce b'chamen. So, according to the Magen Avraham, if it was cooked, firstly, then it's mutter to even soak it even in a kli rishon. Okay? But lamaisa, if the first stage was only soaked, it's also to soak it again on Shabbos without a doubt. And the levushei sarad in sifkot lamed hey is mazmir the mogen of Rome, even though there's no tosefes bishul, but kol zman it was mispashal mamish, but it was a kli rishon. There's a little bit of ksas bishul that was done when it soaked the second time, and therefore in the chen liolam until it's mevushal kol tzarko, and therefore the mishabura in sifkot and lamed aleph is pasket lahalacha. Dover shenishra mir of Shabbos b'kli rishon shiatzel lettuce bowl also lishrosu b'chamin shiatzel lettuce bowl b'Shabbos. He quotes a Yesh Mekilin. The Prima Gadim is the Mekilin Lamaisa, but that's talking about something that's darko tivol kal ligamer bishulo, even in a kli rishon. That's husumi al eish. But something that's not darko to cook, it's going to be also the kuli alma. And he says you should be machmer halacha lamaisa. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah concludes. Some that's Nishra Mikli Rishon Shiat Seletis Bo. It's going to be Usser, Lishros Becham, and Biyachel Seletis Bo as well. Okay? So that's only obviously to be shown in a Kli Rishon. In a Kli Sheni, Lamaisa, he's Mekel. To soak it in the second stage in Kli Sheni, even if it's Yat Seletis Bo, he says we're Mekel because it was already soaked, Lamaisa, and Erev Shabbos in Chum and Biyat Seletis Bo. Okay, so that's regarding Shorach or Shorim. Okay, also want to just point out, let's get it, what is the shear of, what is the shear Lomaisa? We said, the shear of Michael Ben Yisoy, and is what we've defined as a third and a half, that's by a Dover Yavish. What do you say about a Dover Lach? What is the shear of a Michael Ben Dusoy by a Dover Lach? So that's interesting. So I just want to point out, Lomais, it's interesting. There seems to be a bit of a steer in Ramoshim. Okay? Seems to be a bit of a steer in Ramoshim. Ramoshim or Achaim Chelik Dalit Simenai and Dalit Os Aleph. Okay? What is the shear of Michael Ben Dusoy by Dover Lach? So it seems from Ramosha that he understood that Yad Soletis Bo is already considered to be Mavushal Kol Tzarko. Okay? That's what Ramosha seems to be saying. Ramosha seems to be saying that the shear of Yad Soletis Bo is considered Mavushal Kol Tzarko, and therefore it's Mutar L'Artichu Achar Kach. Okay? It's Mutar L'Artichu Achar Kach. That's only, that would be for the B'nai Ashkenaz Lamais, we'll get back to if we get to Siftat Vov. But that's the first Reb Moshe. The other Reb Moshe seems to say not that way. The other Reb Moshe is in Oschav Dalet, in that same piece, that same tshuva, which has different Shilas Nuchel Shabbos. And there he seems to say that the Shir Yad Seletis Bo is not the Shir of Kol Tzarko, but the shear of Yad Seletis Bo is the shear of Michael Ben Dusoy.
What's so, the circle then?
I don't know, Zach. I was thinking maybe like Yad Nichves, which we're going to get. We're not going to get today, but there's a shear of Chayotim as a stunning chiddush by Yad Nichves. That's what I was thinking. But I don't know. But according to that, it seems to be a bit of a steer in Ramosha. Suffice it to say, the Shmir Shabbos in Perak Aleph, Halacha Hay in Harat Tet Vav, says, like the second Reb Moshe, that the Shir of Yad Seletis Bo is Machu Ben Dusoy, and therefore from that time, that's what he holds. And he says, Shus Yaakov says that that was the Sheet of the Chazon Ish, Lamaisa, and Rabbi Yoshev held the same, Zatzal as well. And Egle Tal seems to say the same, Chesos Achosh, and Minchas Yitzchak, the Shevet Alevi seems to say the same thing. Okay. So it's pretty clear that they seem to go with that second Reb Moshe. Okay, yes, Svi.
I'm not understanding. The Yad Seletis Bo is a temperature, but Mavushal Kol Tzarko is like an amount of cooking time. So
how can you... Well, we're talking about liquids here. So what do you call a liquid fully cooked? So is a liquid fully cooked at, Yad Seletis Bo? That was the first Reb Moshe, that he said the Yad Seletis Bo is called fully cooked. Second Reb Moshe says no, that Michael Ben Dusoy, Lamais, is the shear of that Yad Soledes was a shear of Meifel Ben Dusoy, but it's not fully cooked. So that would be big nafkaminas. Obviously, we're going to get to about Bezishim about Bishalach or Bishal, but that's the definition. When you talk about liquids, are you saying that, you know, when it reaches Yad Soledes Bo, is that fully cooked or can it get more? And Zach asked appropriately, so what's the shear? So maybe Yad Nichlis Bo? I don't know. I'm not sure. But Lomaz, that's what I would imagine. But that's 2 days I want you to know when we talk about this concept of liquids, lach, what is the definition of, you know, Michael Ben Yisoy? What is the definition of Mavushim Kol Tzarko? Okay. So those are the two shittas. And they go with the second Moshe. I did find a Meiri and Daf Mem in the Rishonim, which I want you to know on this. The Meiri and Daf Mem, the Maskel, maybe Adam, he writes, Yesh Shekosvu, Shemiyachu Shemayim, Shesh Ben Bishol, Gomri Yatzel, let us bow, Kolson Yishbash, Lekain, Me Etmo, Ein Bem, Ot Bishol. So it seems, Lemaisa, from the Meiri, like the first Rebbeisha, that the shear of Yatzel, let us bow, is considered Mavushal called Tzarko. So Lemaisa also, Pnei Yeshua and Daphne Malav seems to say like that as well. But Lemaisa, that's one of the Rishonim and one of the early Akronim that seem to say like that first Reb Moshe. So comes out Lemaisa that it's a Machlaikis. Okay. So this brings us to the following. Let's get to the Sock now of the Machabir, and we'll get to the Shitas in the Rishonim Lemaisa. When we say the scope of Ein Bishalach or Bishal, and when not. The Gemara says, on Daf Mem Amud Beis, Amar of Yudom or Shmuel, Echad Shemen Vechad Mayim Yatzeledes Bo Aser, Ein Yatzeledes Bo Mutter. Meaning it's Aser to Mechame Mayim and other Mashkim, to the degree of heat of Yam Soledes Bo, that's a din of Bishal Min Atayr. That's a din of Bishal Min Atayr. So the question is, a Mashke that was cooked, Lemaisa, a mashka that was cooked, and it was cooked well in the Yatza lettuce bowl. It's definitely mutter, Lemaisa, to cook it in a situation where, you know, it was still hot. So it's not a problem. It's always it's still cooking. Question is, if it cools off, and I want to recook the liquid, do we say Ein Bishalach or Bishal on a Dover Lachen or not? So Rashi says on Lamedalu Medalef the Maskim Shechashecha, he says as follows: Gzeira Shema Yimsa Kedei Rasa Shenitztanana Kesheyirtzu Ladmina V'Yartechena Tchila V'Nimsa Mevashel B'Shabbes. And Rashi says the same thing in Yuches and Bezer Maskim Magis Ma'apecha Mevushel Havet Bishul. So the Rosh in Perakira in our Perak Simiyad Alf quotes the Rashi, and he says L'chura there's a din of Bishul Acher Bishul. It's against the Mishnah we started shir with, the Kuf Mem Hei Mem Beis, where the Mishnah says Beferish Ein Bishal Achar Bishal. So the Rosh says the following chiluk, and this is where it starts: Yesh lechalik bein davar lach shenispashal v'nitztanein to a davar yavish that was what that was you want to recook. So what's the chiluk? By a davar lach that's hurtach v'nispashal v'chazu v'nitztanein is bishal min atayra. And that's exactly how he wants to frame for what? Why? How he frame for his Rashi. And the Svar is quite good. Lomais is the Mishabru says, Zivka and Choftes, Devedover Lach, Kevin Sheozel Chamimoso Vinitstanein, since it was hot and got cold, Batul Hemenu Shem Bishulu Rishon. And so says the Tur in the Rabbin Yaina, that Vedover Lach and his Bashar Vachosu Vinitstanein, there's Bishul. Without a doubt. So the way the Rosh frame for the Rashi, Lomais, he wants to say, Lamaisa, that there's a chiluk between what? Between Dover Lach and Dover Yavish. And therefore you have the Tur and the Rabbin Yonah and the Rosh that make this distinction that Ein Bishal Acher Bishal by Dover Yavish. But by Dover Lach, if it cools down, you reheat it, you'll be chayav skilu with Edim and Asra. However, the Rambam holds not that way. The Rambam holds in Perek Tesaloch Gimel. We read it once. Hamavasha or Davrshia Mavusha Kotsarko or Davrshia and Tsark Bishop Klaw Potter. Zach and Daniel were asking me, they said, what about water? I mean, water you can eat raw. We mentioned it earlier in the first Mr. Brewer. Remember we said, Shinya Ches says there's got to be some improvement with the water when it's cooked. We'll see what that improvement is. So it's hard to imagine. Well, by saying cooking water, you're not high of skila for. But there is a sheet I'll mention to you right now that Rabaz Taka says, in the Chuvah, like when you cook water, you never chayv Minotaur. It's only the Rabbanan. We don't pascha like a Medina because you can eat it raw. But we said there's some improvement when the water, you get rid of the bacteria. There's got to be some improvement. Even the Rambam would be masking, probably. But nonetheless, in this Rambam, did he say a word about Davri Lach and Davri Yavish? Not one word. No distinction at all. Memela Zok the Rambam, Ein Bishel Achar Bishel, Bein B'Davri Lach, Bein B'Davri Yavish. That's the Shitas of Rambam. Rambam does not distinguish. Beis Yosef said this to you. And the Rashb and the Ran say the same thing. They say even the Davri Lach that was cooked and cooled down, Ein Bo Mishum Bishel. So you have a major machlokes in the Rishonim. Right? This is the second major machlokes in Rishonim we have today in Shira. The first one was going from Machlokes Medrusoy to Mushkol Tzarko, right? That's by a Davri Yavish. Second one is the din of Ein Bishel Achar Bishel said even by a Davri Lach, right? Which means Lakulu. So how does the Mechaber Paskin in our Simen? In our Simen and Sif? In Sif Tal? And both of these Machlokes we showing him, the Mechaber weighs in. And he says, Beferish like the Rosh. And he loves this distinction. He says, if there's a Marak in there, that's a Davri Lach. If there's no Marak in there, then it's a Davri Yavish. So by Davri Lach, there's Bishel Achar Bishel. It cools down. If it's a dying yad, so let us both, there's not going to be a problem. But if it cools down, you have a problem. Zok the Ramah, Yeshorim Dafka, in its stomach, V'yofalo. So according to the Ramah, Rak Lach Shem its stomach, V'yofalo is usher. But Mistamek V'ralo is mutter if it's even if it's Mistanim Lagamri. This is what we'll get to if we get a chance to the Rabbeinu Yeruchim that the Beis Yosef quotes. So this is the Ramah writes. The Ramah writes, Dafke Mistamek V'yofalo. So the Taz and Sifkat and Dalit says, according to the Ramah, he paskins, Mistamek V'ralo is mutter L'chameim Davar Lach, Vein Bo Mishum Bishul. If it's Mistamek V'ralo, it's mutter L'chameim Davar Lach, and there's no Bishul. The Magen of Rome, though, in Sifkot and Yigimah, I gave you, Paskins like the Bach, that even Mitztamek V'ralalo is Usser. So it's pretty clear from the Shulchan Aruch, though, that Gam Mitztamek V'ralalo is Usser, as the Beis Yosef says, and the Ramah is Cholik. So the Mishter Brur in Sifkot and Hay, Sifkot and Chafei, quotes the Bach and the Gon that are Cholik and the Ramah, and that's the Mashmos, L'Halacha, Halacha L'Maisa. That you know, we should be machmir lamaisin. Even mitztamek v'ralo would be usher. So this is in Sif Dalet. If you look, I gave you, and this is you have to know that I want you, Bez Hashem, well, hopefully with the Siyata Dishma, we'll know the simonim klor. You can remember in your mind the sifim klor kite based on the Gemaras. If you look at Sif Tet Vav, you have to do Dalet with Tet Vav on this Nakuda. What does he say in Tet Vav? Let's read Tet Vav. Davar shni spashim kol tzarko v'u yavish shein bo marak mutal anicha keneged medru afil mok v'shiatzel lettuce bo hago afil in stanen kfar avayim rotech afil davar yesh bo marak mutter v'yesh mekilin lomar zok the Ramah the kol shein a nosno agabi esho akira mamish rak somoglo afil in stanen mutter v'noag lo hako v'zeh im lo in stanen legamri k'mosh k'savti leo sim reishin gimel. So what does the Ramah say here in Sif Tet Vav? Ramah says, Noagim Mahakab is a imon in Stan and the Gamma, which Blinetta will get back to. So the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkot and Zadi Zion. Sifkot and Zadi Zion learns that this Ramah and Tet Vav is being cholik on the Mechaber. Right? The Mechaber said, Davka Dover Yavish, but a Dover Lach, right? Shinit Stane, and we said, as Yesh Bishlach Abishal, comes the Ramah and quotes a Kula. That ain't bishach har bishul b'chol gavne filum itztanin legamrei, and the kavan is the yesh bekilum is davar lachshin itztanin legamrei. We would be mekalan. So what emerges is a fundamental machlokes mechaber Ramah in bishulach har bishul b'lachshin itztanin. According to Shulchan Aruch, only if it's yatzal letus bo, then there's no bishulach har kachvi mavashal. He said that in Sif Yudal. According to Ramah, in general, ain't bishulach har bishul b'davar lach. That's Nitzane, like the Shitas Rambam, the Rashb and the Ran, Lamaisa, and therefore Lamaisa, he holds like that, Halacha Lamaisa, he holds like that, Stark Lamaisa, like the Rambam, the Rashb and the Ran, and since there are Machmirim Lamaisa, we're going to get back to what his Pshar is, but he says, since there are Machmirim, I don't want you to do it if it was Nitzane and Lagamri. But in Lamdis, it certainly seems to be that the Ramah is holding stark It's interesting here because the Mechaber is siding like the Rosh. Usually we know in Mechaber goes like the Rambam, Ramah goes like Rosh. Here it's Fakir. And the Ramah is holding like the Shitas on Rambam. And Ramosha points us out in Chelik Dalad, Igris Moshe, Simonai and Dalad, in no space. You look that up. He says the Ramah holds stark that Lamaisa Nogu Lahakel, if it's not in its Nitzan and Legamri, because he holds Mikradin like the Rambam and Rashba, that Ein Bishach or Bishul Balach and Nitzan. He speaks this out. That the Ramah holds like that, Lamaisa. Okay. It's interesting to point out, though, that the Eglei Tal, I gave it to you. I gave you the Amud, let me give you the Amud and the new ones. I gave them Aramakumas, I gave you the old ones. It's on Amud, Reish Pei Tes in Ofa. It's in the Hashmat, it's Hashmat the base, where he says a beautiful vort. And he says like this, and also Rav Fisher. Rav Shlomo Fisher, the great Gaon, one of the great Gedolei Yisrael, in his Sefer Beis Yishai, points out the same vort, and they hold that according to the Ramah, Yesh Bishul Balach Nitzanim, but his Mater calls man that it's not Nitzanim Legamre, because he says since the mind is still a little bit hot, it's Ruim Lishtia, the Shem Bishul Rishon is not Paka, like we find by Tumas Ochlin. He makes a comparison to Tumas Ochlin. On Tumas Ochlin, it's still a shtickle hot. You're attached to the first hotness. The Mela, as long as it's not Istan Legamri, we say you haven't been Mafkia, the first Bishul. So he makes a sushtel to Tumas Ochlin to hear the Hilchos Bishul. So that's what the Eglei Tal wants to be. Masber, Lamaisa, that Ramah. So what's the din Allah Lamaisa? So the Mishnah Brura. Let's get the different Mishaburas. There are three or four Mishaburas I want to give you. If you put them all together, you look it up. Mishabura, Sifkat Sadi Tes, here. And in Reish Nun Gimel, Sifkat Nun Dalid, Pei Beis, and Pei Dalid. All these three Makomos says the Minig is like the Ramah. That calls mind that it's not in the Gamri, there's no Bishul, and it's Mugda like Kiroteach. And so says the Shmir Shabbos, and the Omid Gimel, Sif Zion, in the new ones. As I told Andrew before, when I write the Shmir Shabbos, I mean the new ones, unless I say Madura Rishina. He says, Beferish Lakshin, Nispanshil, Volonistan, Lagamer, Ein Bo Isser Bishul. So here it comes out interestingly that if you hold like the Shulchan Aruch, Svardim, Lamaisa, Adavar Lakshin, Nitzanain, and it's not Yatzel, Lettis Bo, there'll be an Issa Diraisa Skila of Bishul. Mishra Bruce said, Sifkan Chav Gimel. If you're Ashkenazim, like the Bavai, you always say, Hayotzim Biyad Ramah. You know, he always said that expression, Hayotzim Biyad Ramah with a hey in davening, but he says, you know, it's a pun on words, Hayotzim Biyad Ramah. Lomai says, they have this cool as long as not in Stan Legamri, Ashkenazim, and therefore will be Mutal Lechatkil, as long as it's not Al Gabi Eish Mamish. And Bidi Evid, if you were Mechameim Lach, and it's Stanain, Achi Yatzel Letizbo, you can be Mutal to drink it, Lomai says, Bidi Evid. Because if you're Rechimim Lach and Itzdanein, you know, it got cool, Lomaisa. The Sharatzin and Sifkan Kufches says you could be Mekel. Let me just read his Lashon. He says, Mikomakom, Lina Dievin here at Ain Lassar, wrote that issues with Makim and Kamen Sif Tedvav, Sri Lane Bishach Mishal Film in Itzdanein, Prachetzim Din Mafakim in the base mirror of Nishmasodim. So he says, Bidi Evid, Lomaisa, it would be what? It would be okay. Halacha l'maisa. Okay, that's what the Shartzian, that's what the Shartzian wants to say in such a case. Okay, let's get to now some of the svaras. Okay, let's get to now some of the svaras. Why this is so? Firstly, l'maisa, we should point out that the following, and that is that. The Rambam, as we said, has his opinion, and the Rambam holds Poshup Shad, Ein Bishlach or Bishl, Bein Bedover Lachmin, Dover Yovish. The Magen Mishnah in Halacha Dalet says this is the Rash Bashita also, but I just want to point out something. Don't confuse that they take sides on the second big machlokes we had today in Shir, but on the first one, they don't agree. Because the Rambam said, until you're Mavushal Kol Tzarko, you can be Chayav Skila. Rashba says, you're done at what? You're done at Michael Ben Yisoy. Okay. So, Lamaisa, let's point that out. And what is the Sfaris that we want to suggest here, and this is what I want to get to. Okay, this is what I want to get to. What exactly is the svaras? So he pointed out the Mechaber Ramah. The Mechaber is like Rashi and Rosh, and Lamaisa. The Ramah is Machmer. So what is the Ramah Lamaisa's Mekel? And the Ramah has this Pshara. Nagu lahakol imbedarlach imlon itstan legamer. So what does the Ramah mean? So Mishnah Berurah seems to understand, as we said, Sifkan Sadi Tess, they don't say in Bishul Achar Bishul. Straight up. But what's the Pshara Lamaisa? I mean, if you hold like the Ramah, even it's Kar Mamish. If you hold like Rashi, then even if it's not Mitzan legamer. So Chazonish wants to say like this. This is what I want you to get the Chazonish. And Simon Laman Zan Sifkot Yigimli says, Lehedya, that the Ramah holds Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, Balach. But the Ramah requires it to be a little bit hot, so you won't come to be Mekel on raw water and cook it up. Okay? That's what he wants to say. And he says, because Lamaisa, Ulai Tamam Shim Gener Achazara Api Grufa. By Nitzdanim Legamri, when we get to it, the Magen Avraham says, it's Batla Shehir Rishona. Something's Nitzdanim Legamri, by Achazara, it's Batla the Shehir Rishona. And the Ramah says, it has to be a little bit hot. So it's got to be a little bit hot, so you won't say it's Mavato, the first stage. Okay? But the Chazanish says, I don't like that. Chazanish says, I don't like that, Lamaisa. He's Doka that Svar, because Mashma, the Dover Yavish, make a leave him in Stan Legamri. So he doesn't like that. But the Svar is, and this is what I want to bring out, many Gedol Achronim say, Reb Moshe, they say that the Ramos is Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, Shmir Shabbos, as I said, and it goes well with the following Ramah. The Ramah in Reishnim Gimel Sifhei says as follows, anything that it's usher to do, it's usher to do, for you to do, it's usher to do, for a goy to do. Reishnim Gimel Sifhei says, Amir Lenapri. So he says, usher to tell a goy, lahachem hakder im nitztane. It's usher to tell a goy to heat something up if it got cold. And what's the marker of the Ramah? The Rashba. Beis Yosef quoted. So what's the Rashba over there in Reishnim Gimel? What's the Rashba talking about? Amir Lenapri, to light up a fire, not to heat up a kedera. Why'd the Ramah change it? So the Magen Avraham and Sifkot Lamed Zayin there, Reish Nigim says a beautiful four, because the Ramah's L'shitaso. According to the Rashba, there's no Bishul Achar Bishul B'davar Lach. So therefore, in order to get to Nisid Yeraisa, what did the Rashba have to what? Have to do? He gave a case, L'had L'keish. But L'didon, who hold Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul B'davar Lach, L'maisa, M'meila, we don't have to get to a case on L'Lach Aseish. Even L'Hachem Ekdera, there could be a Nisid Yeraisa. So the truth of the matter is that Lamaisa comes out that according to the Ramah, in other words, this is a different Hezber in the Ramah. One pshat in the Ramah, the pshar is that he holds really Mikra Adin, Ein Bishul Achar Bishul B'davar Lach. But it could very well be, Lamaisa, that the Ramah is hedging here and he's not really saying Lamaisa. I mean, what's the pshat here in the Ramah? It could very well be, Lamaisa, that you could hold like the Shittas that say that there is Yesh Bilach Arshar Bishul Balach Shinitztane. And that might be what the Magen Avraham and the Prima Godim and the Machzah Shekel are trying to drive at, Lamaisa, and that might be consistent with what the Ramah says in Reish Nun Gimel Sifhei. So when he says that it shouldn't be Nitztane Legamri, it's not Pshat that really holds Ein Bishulach or Bishul B'davar Lach. Maybe he holds Yesh Bilach or Bishul B'davar Lach, and therefore we would have to what? We'd have to be concerned about it, Allah Lamaisa. So maybe that's why Lamaisa, the Ramah requires Ktsas Cham, and it's not so poshut Lamaisa. That's why it's a question how to treat this Ramah when he says this Pshar. So that's Lamaisa. That's the kuda I wanted to mention here about the Ramah poshut Pshar. I guess you could say like Lamaisa, but as we said before, that's what he holds, but. It's interesting, how does that square with that Ramah and Reishnim Gimel Sifhei? Somehow he says, L'hachem HaKedera. So he quoted the Rashba, if that was, he's quoting the Rashba, so that's why the Rashba had to come on to Eish. But if you don't hold the, so why did the Ramah say that exactly? Why did he have to come L'hachem HaKedera? Because to him, maybe that is Bishul as well. There is a Bishul Achar Bishul Davar Lach. Maybe the Ramah held not that way. So that's how the Machzah Shekel, the Prima Godim, our Mazbe, the Magen Avraham. So it's a different take of Reb Moshe and the Chazanish. Even though the Chazanish said like, but he backed out of that. Okay. All right. Then I want to get to the following now, and about the din of what? The din of halacha lemaisa, as far as about water and things of that sort. I mean, the chiluk that we mentioned before between Davar Lach and Davar Yavish is clear. Davar Lach, l'chura, is not there anymore once it cools down. Chazanish points this out in Simon Lamed Zayin Sifkan Yigim. We already said it from the Mishnah Berurah. The Tila L'Dovitz is a Davar Shnishbashal, Yavish Shnishbashal, Nishtana Gufo. A Davar Nikr Hatev Shnishbashal. Abalach in Pula Nikaris, Rakshul Cham. And when it cools down, it's not Nikr at all. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah, Chazanish, the Tila L'Dovitz, they all say this chiluk. That's really the difference between the two. But maybe, Lamais, it's possible to say that it's not true, that maybe by a davar lach that's been cooked once, there is a fundamental difference. And what I want to bring out is that it's a formal difference. See, according to the way the Mishnah Berurah, the Chazon Ish, and Tilo David say it's got to be nikar, it's not nikar anymore. So that's more, let's call it subjective. The other mahalach is to say, no, that there was a formal objective change even when you cooked davar lach. And this is found, believe it or not, in the Drushas Aran. In Drosh Shmini, Dir Maska HaKdama Shlishis, I'm going to quote you his Lashon because it's funny, it's in the Drush Aran. He says, Bezeh HaLashon, Inin Kasher, Kibol Tzura Achas, Gam Ki Tztalik HaSura Yim En Inehu, Shekabo HaDavar Hu Tzura Ahu Shenis, Yosur Bekalos B'ma'at Pe'ula. When you work hard on something first, second time you work on it, it's much easier. Zem Mavur Nigla, Ki Amayim, he's talking about, you know, Divrei Kabbalah, the mystical things. But he says this is mavur and nigla too. It's a mavur and nigla. Ki amayim kishehuchmu v'kiblu. You know, the drush around is hashkafe, drushes. But he throws this in the halachic concept. It's a mavur and nigla. Ki amayim kishehuchmu v'kiblu tzuris achom. Gam kiniskaru yikablu achom shenis yosher bekalus. Nishachom arishon chilchalu v'diktiku chilkeyim. V'chein yikablu shenis bekalus. It gets rid of the bacteria. Especially if it doesn't stay cold for a long time. To get the job done. It's amazing that he holds Lamaisa. That's why there's a din of Ein Bishol fits into his shita, because the Ran was the shita of Ein Bishol Achar Bishol Afilu B'davar Lach. So the Ran in the Haga and on the Rif is l'shitasu the drush aran. There's like bacteria that's destroyed. It's a formal objective chalos that has happened on this cooking of the liquid, and therefore I will challenge it. Saying b'shalav b'shalim afilu b'davar lach. That's the ran l'shitasu, and the truth is the Eglei Tal speaks this out as well. He says dibechimum. It's an ofes sifkot yutes osyud beis. Again, sifkot yutes osyud beis. Says like this. I'm gonna read it b'loshon. He says, "Divachamim yesh shnei dvarim divachimu ha'echad mashamayim nispashlu afilu achshin nistanu ein adom amayim levushalim lekodim shnispashlu v'ziyadu berafua kanirah machmas mistak lachedkim the bacteria came shaper chashuv lenistanu." That's number one. Number two, mashayim adayin chamim yadu shemayim sonin ein adam nene. Where you play ball on Thursday, you think you want hot water. Person only drinks cold water on Thursday, like shoot some a, right? Well, you know, certain for medicinal things or whatever you drink, to hot water. Right? I drink hot water instead of tea, would say. Friday night, we must have a little bit of hot water. My father always would always do that. Not tea, just straight up hot water. So you see, Lomaisa, that there's faith in it. He's driving at that. The factor is that they're still hot, Lomaisa. And you know, hot water, people, you know, enjoy it, Lamaisa, at the end of a meal. Cold water, people only enjoy if they're thirsty, right? But hot water is like a thing. Tea, coffee, or hot water. Put it on the menu, right? In the desserts. They charge you $50, right? New York water, Manhattan water, right? They'll put it on there. Whatever the case is, that's what we're saying is the Svara, Lamaisa. It's Eglei Tal, the Drush Aran, that in fact, Lamaisa, you could challenge, and that's the way we're going to say, like the Ramah, even though there are other Gedol HaKram said not there, the Ramah held, that was just a little bit of a Chumrah Lamaisa. It's a little bit of a Chumrah. He was hedging. He wasn't hedging that he held Yesh Bishlach B'davar Lach. He held Yesh Bishlach B'davar Lach. He holds like this Eglei Tal. He holds like this Drush Aran. He just, you know, want it to what, as the Ramosha says, you want it to what, make sure that people wouldn't get out of hand and start what, you know, with regular water cooking. And, you know, Ramosha just saying was just out of what, you know, to make sure that B'mikra, then you all like the Rambam and the Rashba. But that's the Svar. Okay, just to close, and we'll get to this, we won't have time to get this today, because we've got to define what exactly a Tafsha really is. What is a Davar Yavish? What is not a Davar Yavish? And then we got to get to those other topics. But let's just close with this. Is there a din of Bishulach or Bishul B'davar Lach Shenitztanein by an Issa D'Rabbanan? What do I mean by an Issa D'Rabbanan? You do it in a Grumma form. Otasa Komoloch HaGrumma Shari. So what will you say in that case? Will you say the Shulchan Aruch L'maisa would also be Machmer? Because we know the Shulchan Aruch is Machmer on Yesh Bishulach or Bishul B'davar Lach. What about in the Grumma form? Will he also be Machmer? Or will he be Mekel in such a situation? So Rabbi Tzion Abishol, the great Gaon, Rabbi Shiva of Ben Parat Yosef in Or Letzion, wants to say that by an Issa D'Rabbanan the Mechaber would be Mekel. Okay, I want you to get this. This is from Siftet Zion, the din of Infida. Infida is kind of like a kreplach, Siftet Zion, where he passes mutter to put an Infida keneged esh, even though it's going, the gel is going to get cooked. So he says, that fits in well according to the Rambam and the Rashba, who hold Ein Bishlach or Bishl. But according to the Shulchan Aruch, he should have what assered it, right? Mechaber, I thought, is Machmer on the issue of Davar Lach, right? So it must be Mechaber's motive because this is a case of Grumma. He's not putting in Mamash Ala Esh. Okay? Not putting in Mamash Ala Esh. Okay? Esh Nisinoso Loaya Davar Lach. He says, have a Grumma. And he says, maybe Lamaisa. He, therefore, in such a case, the Mechaber would agree with the Rambam. Okay? So Lamaisa comes out that the Shulchan Aruch Lamaisa. It's a chiddush what he's saying, because he's assuming the Shulchan Aruch, when he holds Yesh Bishlach Rishon B'davar Lach, didn't hold it B'toras Vadi, he held it B'toras Chashash Ba'alma, and therefore by an Issa D'Rabbanan was Mekel. Plus the fact he's saying not only B'dievin were they Matan Issa D'Rabbanan, they said even L'Chachila, because in Siftet Zion the Mechaber is talking about doing it L'Chachila. So those are two big premises he's making. So that's what the Sefer Alavana wants to say. He doesn't agree. He can ding zak with Or Letzion. He says if you look in the Magen of Rum, in Shin Yud Ches Sifkat Mem, on that Sif of Infida, okay, in Panda, I should say, in Panda, the Magen Avraham says, even according to Rashi, Halach Lamaisa, even if you would say Yesh Bishach or Bishul B'davar Lach, it doesn't make a difference, because when you put it on, was it a Davar Yavish or a Davar Lach? So L'kuliyam it's Mutter. So even the Shulchan Aruch Lamaisa might be motivated by an Issa Rabbanan, Halach Lamaisa, but this situation is a situation of L'kuli Amid B'Mutter, because B'Shas Nisinoso, you check whether it's a Davar Yavish or not. So Lamaisa, it's really not, it's really sheds no light at all on the Shaila of a Davar Lach, because at the time you put it on, it was a Davar Yavish, so Lamaisa really sheds no light at all what he would hold by a Bishlach Bishop Alach Shinitzdani, because in Panda is not an example of a Davar Lach. So even if you held the Yesh Bishlach Bishul B'davar Lach, it wouldn't make a difference, Lomais, if it turns into a Davar Lach. If now, when you put it on, it was a Davar Yavish, Lomais, that's what's totally in then. And Kuliyama, that would be Mutter. So you have no riot that the Shulchan Aruch would be motivated by Nisid Rabbanan in a Grumma form of Yesh Bishlach Bishul B'davar Lach, because in Panda is a Davar what? Is a Davar Yavish. Okay, so tomorrow we got to pick it up how to define a Yavish, and we have to do that Mistamik V'yafalo, which is a big Kiddush. Because in the Gemaras, you know, if I'm not mistaken, this would point out, Nistamik B'yaf of Sarola is only in Shehiyah. It's not on a level of the Raisa. And you get the impression that the Mechaber Mar is saying it in this, with this Rabbi Yerucham. That a Chapsan Afkimi, on a the Raisa, Mistamik V'rola, Mistamik Yafalo. That's a Chiddush Nifla, because from the Gemara, you only have it in the Shehiyah landscapes.
Yeah, I think it's Bach has that question.
Bach has that question. Okay, good, very good. Bach has
that
question. Very good.
Therefore, we're talking about half the candidate.
Right, so we'll talk about it tomorrow.